Mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer Me'omed. The mitzvah of saying Sfirat HaOmer is while standing. V'samchu Chazal din ze al ha-ne'emar me'achel chermesh bakama tachel ispor shiv'a shavuot al tikre bakama ela bekoma. We learn from the pasuk that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer should be bekoma, while standing. U'mikol makom im mana miyoshev yatsa. B'diavad, if someone did the Sfirat HaOmer while sitting down, he's yotze. Zaken o chole yecholim lechatchila lispor miyoshev sheshaat hadacha k'diavad dame. An elderly person or a sick person who cannot stand up, even lechatchila, he can say Sfirat HaOmer while seated. Mitzvah al kol echad lispor be'atzmo she'ne'emar Usfartem lachem belashon rabim shetiye sfira befi kol echad. We learn from the pasuk usfartem lachem, it doesn't say v'safarta lecha, or it doesn't say usfartem. Usfartem lachem. We learn from here that each one has to do a sfira for himself. Umikol makom im nitkaven latzet yedechova babracha v'asfira v'hamevarech kiven lehotzio yatsa. However, if one had the intention to listen to his friend saying the bracha in the sfira and be yotze yedechova through that, and his friend had the intention to be motzi him, he's yotze yedechova. Ho'il v'nechlaku aposkim im mitzvot tzrichot kavana uledivrei ha'omrim she'en ha'mitzvot tzrichot kavana kol she'shama me'ashaliach tzibur o adam acher et ha'bracha ve'asfira shel ha'omer אף על פי שלא נתכוון לצאת ידי חובה, נראה שיצא ידי חובה בשמיעתו, ולא יוכל לברך אחר כך כשיספור בעצמו. ואף על פי שההלכה היא שמצוות צריכות כוונה כמבואר בשולחן ערוך, סימן סמך, מכל מקום בספק ברכות, יש לחוש להאומרים שאין מצוות צריכות כוונה. You know, we take for granted the way we do the ספירת העומר. Because really, halachically there is an issue. What's the issue? We know there is a machloket, mitzvot tzrichot kavana, or en tzrichot kavana, which means, if let's say a person did a mitzvah without the intention to fulfill the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah, but he didn't have the kavana to be yotze. Let's go straight to the example that we're talking about. If a person heard the bracha and the sfira being said by someone else, and he heard every word, there is a din of shomea kaone, right? So it's like I said it. But wait a second. I didn't have in mind to be yotzei dechova through his saying. That's only a problem according to the opinion that says mitzvot tzrichot kavana. Mitzvot tzrichot kavana, you have to have in mind to be yotzei. But according to the opinion who holds mitzvot en tzichot kavana, that means if I heard someone else do the bracha and the sfira, even if I did not have in mind to be yotzei yedechova, I am still fulfilling my obligation because of shomea kaone. You'll tell me, but I didn't have kavana to be yotzei. You don't need kavana to be yotzei according to the opinion of mitzvot en tzichot kavana. So now we have a problem. What's the problem? The chazan, the rabbi, or anyone is saying the bracha with the Sfirat HaOmer. And everybody is listening. So now, according to the opinion, mitzvot tzrichot kavana, well, since you didn't have kavana to be yotze, no problem. But according to the opinion of mitzvot en tzrichot kavana, you were yotze. So I understand repeating the Sfira to yourself. But the bracha, safek brachot leakel. Safek brachot leakel, and therefore, how could you say a bracha? And we do it all the time. Everybody repeats the bracha after they heard it from the chazan. But that's a little bit of a question. How could we do that in regards to the bracha where normally we say safek brachot leakel? So Rav Ovadia says, Hilkach, therefore, tov hadavar sheyomar beferush bitchilat yemei sfira אני מכוון שבכל לילה מן הלילות של ספירת העומר בשנה זו, שלא לצאת ידי חובת הברכה והספירה של העומר בשמיעתי אותם מפי השליח ציבור או אדם אחר, אלא רק כשאברך ואספור העומר בעצמי. Says Rav Ovadia, therefore it's a good idea every year on the first day before we begin the mitzvah Sfirat HaOmer to say a Gilui Da'at, to say this following: I am hereby declaring that every time I hear the bracha and the sfirah from the Chazan throughout the duration of the days of the sfirah, I am having a kavanah shelo latzet yedei chova. Now, according to most Rishonim, except one, there is an opinion, but except one, according to most Rishonim, even the man de'amar that says mitzvot en tzrichot kavanah, that I am yotze the mitzvah even if I did not have kavanah, that's only if I didn't have any kavanah. But let's say that's bistam. But let's say I had a kavanah negdit. I had an intentional kavanah, the opposite, shelo latzet. I deliberately said, I don't want to be yotze. Can you force someone to be yotze yedei chova when he tells you, I don't want to be yotze? Even according to the opinion of en tzrichot kavanah, in this case he agrees, you didn't do the mitzvah. And therefore, if you have that gilui da'at in the beginning of the days, that you say to yourself, I am not yotze with the shaliach tzibur, that is no problem. There's only one thing that, if I may say here, many people are not nohig to do this, or they forget to do it, or they didn't do it. And the minhag goes on that the shaliach tzibur says the sfira, and everybody says the bracha. There is room to say that even if a person did not say this gilui da'at that we just said, the koach haminhag, what do I mean by koach haminhag? The fact that everybody accepted on themselves that this is the tzura of saying the bracha, that first the chazan says it, and then I say it, this in itself is like a gilui da'at. It's like you are deliberately saying, I am not yotze yedei chova with the sfira of the chazan, even though you didn't say that openly with your mouth. But the fact that this is mekubal, that this is the accepted way of doing the sfira, that means everybody, min hastam, has the, in the back of their mind, has the intention, of course, lo latzet yedei chova al yedei ha-shaliach tzibur, ela al yedei sfirat atzmo. So that's the inyan here in the sfirat ha-omer.